Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. MnDOT says it has a list of 200 road and bridge projects that could be delayed if the agency does not get spending authority to rebuild the 35W Bridge. The list includes the $47 million Wakota Bridge project across the Mississippi River in the East Metro area. MnDOT officials have asked a legislative panel to authorize additional transportation spending so the 35W Bridge and other projects can proceed. DFL State Senator Kathy Salzman of Woodbury says she's disappointed MnDOT initially offered assurances projects would not be delayed, but now could be.
We were reassured in our legislative hearings that there was not going to be a problem. It's on tape. We asked repeatedly, and we were assured that there was a plan. If there's not a plan now, I don't know why we're not being informed that there's this collapse in the financial strategy.
MnDOT officials say delays could be avoided if the Legislative Advisory Commission acts within a week or so. Congress has authorized but not yet appropriated money to rebuild the 35W Bridge. Republican U.S. Senator Norm Coleman plans to discuss the latest allegations against U.S. Attorney Rachel Paulos with Michael Mukasey, the man President Bush has nominated to be the next Attorney General. Paulos is reportedly under investigation by the U.S. Office of Special Counsel for allegedly mishandling classified information and for threatening to replace the employee who told her about it. Coleman says he doesn't have all the information, but it's an issue that concerns him. He says he wants to ensure the allegations are thoroughly reviewed. The prosecutor in the Larry Craig case says the court should uphold Senator Craig's guilty plea. Minnesota Public Radio's Elizabeth Stawicki reports.
Metropolitan Airport's Commission Prosecutor Christopher Wren says the real reason Craig wants to withdraw his guilty plea is that he's unhappy the case went public. Wren's made those comments in court papers filed for Wednesday's hearing before a Hennepin County judge. Airport police arrested Craig in mid-June for peeping into another stall and using hand and foot signals to solicit sex. Craig agreed to plead guilty to the lesser charge of disorderly conduct and sent in his plea by mail in August. But later, Craig had argued that he struck a plea deal out of fear and panic, not guilt. But Wren said that's not a good enough reason to throw out the guilty plea. He said allowing Craig to withdraw his plea would provide a basis for most defendants to withdraw their guilty pleas. Elizabeth Stawicki, Minnesota Public Radio, St. Paul.
Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak is proposing a $1.4 billion budget for next year. Rybak's budget priorities focus on improvements in three major areas: public safety, the economy, and city infrastructure. But the mayor stressed that public safety will continue to be the city's number one funding priority in 2008. Police officials welcome the announcement. They say some of the spending proposed by the mayor will help them investigate and solve crimes, such as the shooting of a 12-year-old girl this weekend. Minnesota Public Radio's Brant Williams reports.
Mayor Rybak's proposed budget calls for $200 million in spending on public safety, $6 million more than what was budgeted for this year. That includes hiring 18 more police officers and 4 more 911 operators, as well as funding several initiatives designed to crack down on youth crime. Public safety as the city's first priority has been a mantra for Rybak for the last several years, and he says it's paying off.
For the first time in years, violent crime is falling. It is down 14% citywide, and it's trending downward in every single precinct. Homicides are down 24%. Robberies down 18%. Aggravated assault down 10%. While the bulk of our crime and our crime-fighting efforts continues in North Minneapolis, violent crime is down 17% in North Minneapolis.
However, Rybak acknowledged that the city still faces serious challenges with crime. He cited the killing of bicyclist Mark Loesch and the shooting of 12-year-old Vernice Hall as two examples. A reward has been set for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the death of Loesch. Loesch, a husband and father of four, was apparently beaten to death in South Minneapolis during an evening bike ride. Hall was shot in the head near her house in North Minneapolis this weekend. She's still hospitalized in critical condition and reportedly hasn't regained consciousness since the shooting. Police Chief Tim Dolan says these types of crimes are a financial strain on the department. That's because they often involve a lot of overtime for investigating officers. Ryback set aside $800,000 in next year's budget to cover police overtime. Dolan says that may not be enough.
Every incident like that, every major incident like that comes with a pretty large expense to the police department as far as overtime goes. Every incident like that has a major expense to the community as a whole. We'll end up making arrests on that. I'm confident of that. But then the prosecution and incarceration of those people, that gets into the millions of dollars.
Dolan says the city cannot arrest its way out of its crime problem, that it will take cooperation from community members and other city agencies to address the roots of criminal activity. That's a sentiment shared by Vijay Smith of the anti-violence group called Mad Dads. Smith was one of the first people on the scene of the shooting of Vernice Hall, and he says he wouldn't be surprised if the person who shot her isn't much older than she is. Smith says the city needs to invest in services that try to keep young people away from crime and that help keep ex-offenders from going back to jail. He says he's seeing a trend where unemployed adult ex-cons use teenagers to do their dirty work.
Those are the kids that we're seeing on the streets now. So those kids now are the ones that are doing the crimes now, because the older cats are sitting at the crib just waiting on their money. And the kids need money because the parents are either strung out or are just dysfunctional.
Ryback announced the city will partner with the Greater Minneapolis Council of Churches to mentor ex-offenders who are re-entering society. Ryback's 2008 budget also pledges $22 million for the library system, including money that will be used to reopen three branches that were closed last year. The mayor also is seeking a twofold increase in the amount of money the city spends to repair its bridges. Once again, the budget relies on an 8% property tax increase to help pay for all that. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
By the way, two teenage boys have been arrested in the shooting of that 12-year-old girl. Police won't say what role the 16- and 17-year-old boys might have played in the shooting, which is believed to have been gang-related. And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.